This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Say you're a couple of grads from the Berklee College of Music. Say you're really good. But you also know that since it's so tough to get noticed these days, you're not sure how your music is going to reach beyond your friends, your family, and those few hardcore fans that'll schlep over to a club whenever you perform. So, what do you do?
This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top down AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And
you make a cover. Or a bunch of them. Really catchy covers, like this one of Nicki Minaj's hit, Super Bass.
When you make a drip, drip, kiss him on the lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you get slapped if you're looking, yo.
And then you post it on YouTube.
It's funny on YouTube the way that you title something. You're like, hey, Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. And if people search for the original, they might stumble on yours.
That's Amy Heidemann, half of the Boston duo Carmen.
Boy, you got my heartbeat running away.
Nick Noonan's the other half. And stumble? Well, it's more like deluge. With more than 100 million views of their collection of covers, Carmen is a veritable YouTube sensation, one that now also has a coveted record deal.
Super Bass.
Amy Heidemann and Nick Noonan were in Los Angeles when we spoke to them about making the leap from viral video phenom to bona fide recording artists. Why did you guys decide to start doing covers? I mean, you've done Rihanna, Eminem, Katy Perry, Adele even. Did you guys expect to really catch fire the way they have?
I definitely did not expect it like that at all. No way.
And how would you describe what Carmen's sound is? What's your sound?
How do we describe it? I think we've sort of evolved a couple of genres, Meghna. I think a lot of people have said it sounds similar to Gwen Stefani, Lauryn Hill. I mean, there's this urban drum groove thing happening, but it's all these super catchy things.
You do seem to have quite a bit of range, and I'm going to probably out myself as a super dork right now when I admit to you that one of my favorite covers that you've done is King of Wishful Thinking.
Yeah!
I'll get over. I know I will. I'll pretend my ship's not sinking.
That's right.
I'm so glad you like that one.
That was one of the first ones you did an original rap on, right?
Yeah, that was one of the first times I ever rapped. And it was my first, I think, rap that I ever wrote.
Yeah, I'll be the king of wishful thinking. Buy me a drink and I'm honest like Abe Lincoln. It started out real casual, but gradually he became everything to me. Oh yeah, we had our problems, thought we'd try to solve them. Maybe take a break or two and try to call him again. But baby, be gone. Now I wonder how long it's gonna take to move on. I'll get over.
So, Amy, I've got to ask you, I mean, you mentioned that that was one of the first ones that you did a rap in, and you featured your rapping abilities in a lot of songs since then, and you are fast. I mean, have you always rapped?
I'm from a Christian family in the Midwest, and so I was not allowed to get any music with parental guidance sticker. So that's kind of how I learned, is sitting in my room in Nebraska. All my friends listened to country music, and I was sitting there listening to R&B with, like, Jay-Z on the rap feature.
And a lot of the pop songs today anyway have rap features, either on the bridge or on the verses. So we started doing more of those, and that just kind of lend itself into...
Totally. I don't think it would have
sound.
I don't think it'd be possible for Carmen to be where we are if it wasn't for the way that music is going already, which is nice.
What do you mean by that?
Just if you turn on the radio, it's almost every song has rap in it now, or some type of hip-hop influence, so that's nice. But nobody's really doing it all in-house. We're very economical, Meghna.
We could hire a rapper, but why do that when we can just learn how to rap?
We'll just do it.
How do you take something that's usually super produced and strip it down and make it into a Carmen cover?
Definitely. How about DJ Got Us Falling in Love, that Usher song?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side.
We heard that and it's like this, doot, 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 like this totally four on the floor dance number.
Back, back to life, hands up. Yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up.
But we decided to slow it down, make it kind of the slow R&B, almost Spanish-inspired jam.
The DJ got us falling in love again. Baby, tonight, the DJ got us falling in love again.
So you guys are actually at a place that a lot of YouTube phenoms really dream of. I mean, you've had 100 million YouTube views, and now that's actually turned into a record deal. So do you think that deal really did come directly from all the love you were getting from people on YouTube?
That certainly put the spotlight on us.
A bit.
A bit. There was a week or two, maybe a month actually, that we met with all the major labels. A lot of them thought, you know, are you guys novelty? Is there anything beyond the covers? And that's when we whipped out those original songs that don't have a lot of attention yet. But we played those for them and they were like, wow, this is really, there's something here.
This is really terrible.
So they were like, let us step in and give you what you need to take this original music to the same place that you got your covers to.
Well, let me ask you about that, because I think one of the best of your original songs that I've heard is Carbon Copy.
Oh, thank you.
I really liked it, but it seems so ironic to me because in Carbon Copy you sing, I'm no one else but me, I can't pretend to be another carbon copy.
I'll never paint the world if I use Da Vinci's brush. I'll never write like Dylan if I'm always in a rush. I'll never help the world by passing on the blame. I'll never help the world by keeping it the same.
Yeah, your fandom in part is based on your covers. I mean, doesn't that seem a little weird to you?
I think it's because we cover them as Carmen.
Yeah, we do perform the songs as if they're our own, and like you said before, they do sound a lot different from the original.
But that is definitely a funny.
It is ironic. Like, don't we all want to be different, but we all want to fit in? It's such a strange thing.
Amy, I've got to ask you, you went to the Berklee College of Music, so along with your music studies, you also have a lot of familiarity with where the music industry is now. And that makes me wonder, I mean, you're kind of at this tipping point in your career where you've had huge success on the internet, and now you're trying to translate that into an equally successful or maybe more successful actual record that people are going to go out and buy. Do you think that's a difficult transition for young musicians to make these days?
I think so, just because it's so new. You know, everyone knows about Justin Bieber. But besides that, like, and what comment you made earlier, too, about how YouTube is changing everything. YouTube is the new A&R. The fans find people now rather than A&Rs going out and finding people and then making them artists. It can be a little difficult, and it also can be a little easier because now a lot of people already know the name Carmen. We've been on Ellen, we've been on Seacrest, we've been on some of these talk shows already. So yes and no. You know, it's a little bit of both, I think.
Well, Nick Noonan and Amy Heidemann are the duo who make up Carmen. By the way, you can hear their new single, Crash Your Party. It's out today, and there's a link to it at our website, radioboston.org. It's been really great speaking with you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for taking the time.
I wonder if you could take us out on another one of your great covers.
I think so.
I think I have the time for that.
What are you going to do?
We're going to do Look At Me Now.
Look At Me Now.
By Chris Brown. Okay, this is the Carmen version of Look At Me Now.
Yellow model chick, yellow bottle sipping, yellow Lamborghini, yellow top missing. Yep, yep, that stuff looked like a toupee. I get what you get in.